Bezeshem, this man will be learning Sigur of Shir, Chazor, Atmon, and Bishul, Sigur Perakiro, and Perak Metoimim. First, like we start off every man, the Gold Chaburo, start from learning the Sigurs, or the Kitzur, the Rishonim, the Tolkis, Halach, and Maiso, the Torah Beis Yosef, the Sukkot Arach, and the Kingdom Tazmog Avram, the Shavuot Be Halach Eloi. It's advisable, of course, to have a Sefer, the Bringing Down Halach and Maiso, especially our Sigurs. Whether you like the Hebrew Svarim or Shabbos and the Shmir Shabbos, whether you like the English Svarim and Chavonim or Riviyat, very helpful, bring it down Halacha L'maaseh. The test that we have every month a little bit more is that it's going to be on just the Sugya, the page, meaning the Torah Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch and Sekelim, because that's every time a Chacham has to walk away, at least the Cholapov is knowing what it says on the page. To Makdim, the Sugya of Shia Chazara and Vishal is very dakistic. The Tov Shak of Tyre over here of two blocks, the numerous nuances that a person has to understand how to apply it. The way how the Prima Gadol, when he starts off on Rosh Yosef on the Sigyo, he says on the Sigyo over here on Tadir, Hine Shia, Batmono, it's Karma Tluim Batairo. Mishnah Chakigo is like a mountain that's hung on by a hair. It's very dakistic over here. And I think they almost saw on the sheets, I brought down the Chaim Kanievsky when he's a young. In the Yadusa, he asked the Chaznish, what mice is the hardest parak in Shas? He said, Kiro, Kiro is the hardest sector of parak in Shas. It starts with the Sigil of Shia and goes to Chazara, and then it has a lot of Bishul, and it ends off the Sigil of Muksa. It's a very tough Shakyatayah over here, what it says over here. The mice, even though it's tough, it's hard, hard between the Sairo. When Shmuel mice is Akdoma, he starts off, the person did not learn for Shabbos very well. He actually, if not possible, him to be Shem Shabbos Kuroi, Apili Yaris Mash. He has numerous examples, and he ends off Uber Prat, and certainly the Loch and the Gate of Bishal Shira Tmono, Hilsa Abotsi Ma'oid, Habach Hulke Tinu Hanagir the Maiso. And a person did not learn the Halacha very well, it's not Shayach that is not me, Nikshal, Pavis Indian over here. The Gam Tatov Sugyo, it's very hard to Shaki Matayo, but why the person has to bring it down to a Loch and Maiso to see what exactly it says, how to apply it. The Sugya of Shia, the word Shia means the word of leaving. Leaving means leaving a food in an open flame over here. So first, what is the Isser of leaving a food in an open flame from Erev Shabbos? I mean, we know we have Lam Tes Malachas, one of them is the case official. It's an act, what are you doing? You're causing the act official to happen on Shabbos. Because could start saying, maybe the Isser means how the Sugya of Bishul. McCarthy really is his question. Is there's a Sugya of Mekamo, and Dav Chabez is Kosos, Eish Meshim Chito, Eish Meshim Amoinoi, Kapolish of Yerkino, Meshlokish, be passable like a Birchon, Eish Mishim Chitzoi, meaning anyone who lights a fire. When the act happens later on, it's as if it's a mice to be a dayim. Therefore, when you leave a food on a fire, open flame, it's cooking on mice on Shabbos. So it could be because I'm sorry, maybe it's out of the Sugya of Bishul over here. So I think it's Yidua, the Mukhi Yosef really is this question, how in the world the person lighting there is Erev Shabbos is being burned on Shabbos. Have any maduro on Erev Shabbos? It's burning on Shabbos. You're doing an act on Shabbos. Eish Meshim Chitzoi. So the Mukhi Yosef gives his terror instead of body, even though we say Eish Meshim Chitzoi, but when do you do the act? The act happened on Shabbos. So the act is the to you, the Odom, but went from Erev Shabbos. Therefore, he says, for example, you shot the arrow and it killed the person, the mice, you're doing this. You said, Ezrach won a pottery. No, Avada, the act misyaches you back when you shot the arrow. So the act of Mitzniach is back to the act of being done on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, the Elam points out, L'fidim u'kiyayit, the Vada is not discussing its official deraisa. One other way of saying this over, how the Chorim say over, Miyuchat the Shabbos, the din of Shabbos is not that we do not want acts to be done. We don't mind if Kelim doing it, Shvi says, Kelim Maisa, Kelim do any malacha they want. We don't pass like Shammai, we go like Beis Hillel. They say that Shabbos is to be Shavas. Shavas, Menucha, to rest. So you Maisa are resting on Shabbos, who cares what happens there on Shabbos? It's a din in the Gav, not a din in the Chepso. Even if they point out, they won't even ask what the Mukhiyot is Kash over here. We learn by the figure of Mir Menachmi, the point why Mir Menachmi is Mutter, Gam Shlichas Mati Ofer, because the Maisa, the Yid circles of it, not Nofash, she is resting. So Vad Mitzad, the Issa, the Raisa of Bishul, we're not discussing over here. Whether Mitzad the Sword, the Mukhiyot, or Mitzad the Achroinim, we're not discussing the Issa of Bishul. So what is the Issa over here? So come on, all the Rishonim and Pesachim say we're discussing in Isser Rabbanon. The words of Rashi ends off. He says it's Moisiv Hevel Shem Yichato. It might come to stoke the flames. Place brings down without the idea of Moshe Pevel, Stam Shem Yechato. The Rambam brings down Shem Yechato. And the Yisrael, the Isser by Shia, is Shem Yechato. It might come to stoke the flames. Now, there is one time in Rashi, in Dapa Bob and Im Bei Shammai, says the Isser was also domestic Mavashal. We'll see, we'll can pass in the way and negate the Sugi of Chazaro. However, negate the Sugi of Shia, that only in Bei Shammai Shito, the Kamal Nitzlach and the Sam Seifer, the one says, the Bei Shammai is Lashito Soi. There's a mission that Yibzayim of Beit says you have to finish the Malacha before Shabbos. Can you put your case the Mishnah is showing the Yoy, can you make ink or put in things cooking before Shabbos? If Shammai Shita is, you have to finish all Malacha before Shabbos. He has a Sugya of Mastikim of Ashul. That means only Bei Shammai Shita Soi in Shi'iyah is a Bayah Mastikim of Ashul. Masha Enke, we know the Beis Hill. Our whole entire Sugya is negated to one aspect, Shem Yechato. So again, number one, we're not discussing the Raisa. Number two, we're discussing Issa Abonim. What do Abonim Shem Yechato? Now, at least, what's Issa Shem Yechato? So you stoke the flames. What's the problem with that? What Shem Yechato? So I'll do that. What is the Issa Shem Yechato? I'll come to stoke it on Shabbos. So one simple way, and our Chashulcha brings it down this way, you can say, very simple, I'll stoke the flames, the fire gets bigger, and I'll cook the food. Well, either Issa Mitzah Bishul. We're discussing, did you Abonim Mitzah Sugya Bishul over here? They point out, look at the Shvisha Shabbos, and the Besoilim, others are bringing down the Sugya of Shia under the Sugya of Bishul. It's a parameter of Bishul, not the Zerayit of Bishul, the Zerayit of Bishul. The Ma'ase come along with Minchas Koyin, and after the Pirkei Avot, others point out, it's very hard to understand this Nichla Sugya of Bishul. Number one, they point out, is there an Issa Bishul Matura after it's Michael Ben Besoilim? Is there an Issa Bishul after it's already cooked, or halfway or third way cooked? A big tumult among the Rishonim. The Rambam says, after his K'michel ben Asur, there's no Issa the Raisa official. Yet, says the Rambam, he passes like the Rabbonim. It says he needs Gorf HaKotmi even after Michael ben Asur. That means even though after Michael ben Asur, you'll stoke the flame and do an act of Bishul, there's no Bishul going to the Rambam. Says the people, go to Minchas Koyin, how can you tell me it's a enough of Bishul? There's no Issa Bishul going on over here. The other they come along, they point out, the core of the Issa is Mitzat Havaro. You're making the flame bigger. Which Malach we're discussing? Shem Yechato, at least in the act of Avara. They point out, even when I argue a point after Bishul, Michael ben Nassan, there is an Isser Bishul, but Mestam Giyopoloi, Mestam Feraloi, but Pesach still said, maybe you need a case of Garfa Kotum, Mestam Giyopoloi is a case of Bishul. And therefore they point out, the Ikkad according to the Sroma seem to go, that if it's over the case of Michael ben Nassan, the Chash of the Isser is at Avara. I mean, we're learning an Adira Bottle of the Sugya Shem Yechato, which the Issa is usually can lead to the case of Sulli Avara. It might sometimes be a case of Bishul, but the Issa is inside the Sugya of Avara. This is an interesting third Mahalach, there's a Rambam, as the Prima Gondam explains the Rosh Yosef on the Sugya. We want to say the Rambam holds the Issa over here inside the Sugya of a Muksa. You come to stoke the flames, the coals over here, and it will be Muksa. Inal of a Muksa. In fact, the Prima Gondam, I think Muksa is only Dira Bottle. When he learned Sugya Muksa about a year ago, we pointed out the Mashah, based upon Taisi Yishonim, that since Muksa has a smach dakro, it's built upon a posik, and there's a get of a deraisa. Once Muksa has a get of a deraisa, we'll make Gezeris otto when we tell the Sugya Muksa. Now he said that's Pshat Rambam, I read the Rambam, I'm not clear where he got this Pshat Rambam that way, but we have three stages how we can understand why you have Shem Yechato. Shem Yechato, either we tell the Sugya official, because our friend was saying we tell the Sugya of Oro. And also the one saying maybe Shana Rambam is the sugya of Muksa. Now the mice again, this din is a clear din Rabbanon. Just an example, how the person points out, we have all the klum of Rabbanon, the sub Rabbanon Kula. We have a sugya in Nachlam Adayim, something that's cut with Hovra. Something that was covered with ashes and Hovra, the flame got bigger. The loch is the mice that's mutter, still uses it to the sugya of Garf Kotum. Come on, Toysen, the Flamen Zayin and Beis says it's mutter when? Is it discussing a case of Bushel, the Camry? Or in the case of Kamaichel Ben Dosoi? Toysen has two mahalsim in the Flamen Zayin and Beis. Come on, Mogarvom, it says the loch is Lakula. It says, you know why? Drop bottom, sub drop on Lakula. So you see the loch of the post coming down, and they point out, once this is the get drop bottom, we give the column of the drop bottom, sub drop on Lakula. Now, what is the story of the Issa of Shia? Just B'dech HaKira, the Olam likes clarifying. Is the Issa that you cannot put it down on Shabbat, the Issa L'Niach? You can't place it down on your open flame. Shem Yechato. Or the issue is not, it should not be placed down, you should not do it. The issue is to have it there. This is to have it there. And your chiv is to go remove it. Is the issue to place it down, or is the chiv to remove it? Some of the motion difference is similar to Yitzchak. You want to say that maybe that Machloek is Chanan versus Rabbanon. What's the side of the issue? Yes, you, the issue is again to place it down in its place. I'll say you can't place down Erev Shabbos without leaving for Shabbos. But let's say, for example, one example. Let's say it happened by itself. A cotton, a goy, a monkey. Okay, put it down. I didn't do it, he did. Can you leave it there? Monkey. Or let's say cases, not Bishlak, it's the way it went through. In these cases, when you have this Indian that was put down already, not by you, it's Isla Niyah, we have to remove it. So there's a bit of loch we'll get to the end of the sim, and it sounds like the loch is that a person cannot put it there. Once it's done by God, it should be mortar. And Shamik says, we do Shainim. No one says the Isra is, you cannot have it. The Isra is what? You should not go to it. Put it down. It's a Shia, not to place it down. Why? I tell a Shani. But the issue is because I only ask they cannot place it down. I tell Hashemi, what? The Chanish says, well, Mamki Tainin, the London is Shemi Chato. You can't have it over here. And David says, the Chanish, I feel Oman Nafi Okay, Yachim to go remove it. I said, appeal a fellow in Bealoko. They want Tainin that went to the place down, even though it's not by you, you have Chim to remove it. He wants to say, maybe, that's, yeah, he has. Three ways to explain the Machlokes. It's one of the ways he wants to explain the Machlokes. You get involved with Marek, different sparks back and forth. Not very much. So, my to come on, we have a Chakira. What is the state of the Issa? The Issa to place it or to remove it? Just the way how they want to apply it. For example, let's say first a person himself put it down on Erev Shabbos. And does he. Does the Isser, he plans to remove it on Shabbos. He plans to have it on Shabbos.
On Erev Shabbos.
What?
Not Shabbos,
Erev Shabbos. We'll get to it. Let's say a person placed in Erev Shabbos, plans to leave it on Shabbos. Also, he learns the halacha. Do you have a chiv to remove it before Shabbos? Then a body has to remove it. Doesn't the shvu among Abraham, a body has to remove it. Whether the Isser is laniach, you did it. Whether the Isser, you have to, the tnai is a vada, but tnai that you left it there. For example, the Isser of Abishal is placed on the food on the plane. But tonight it gets cooked. If let's say you come on Shabbos, you put food on the flame on Shabbos Mamish, Allah is a vad, you have to move before it gets cooked. So let's say you put it down on Erev Shabbos, you plan to leave it for Shabbos. Allah is a vad, you have to move before Shabbos. Let's say you put it down on Erev Shabbos, it comes Shabbos, you did it for Issa already. The question is, do you have to remove it? Are you allowed to remove it? What's the Shiloh? The mice, the food that's on the flame, that was not cooked at all, comes Shabbos, now it is cooked. The problem with the food right now, it's mukso. Whether it was like right now, it's not only right for eating a little bit, it's not only right for Shas and Chak. Or even in Israel, we have a knas, Shagadot to Mezer. Most of the food is mukso. So now you have this food over here that's being cooked on Shabbos, but Isser. Do you have a chiv to remove it or not? The feed of Mishabu, you're ready over this, sir. You put it down, you're over this, sir. So leave it, you're over this, sir. Kamal Chazish, he says no. Even like moving mukso, he says, Korega Varega, every single second, you have a chiv to remove, chiv to remove, chiv to remove. You have a shiloh muksa of one time, but the chiv to remove korega, verega, verega. Every single second you have to remove it. Says the Chanish, take the muksa thing and take it off. Put it down. Why? Oh, so they got a. It's not that simple to take a pan off with your mouth. It's not that simple. Try it. So rather than they ask him, Chan, can you ask you, do you have to do a machine or not? Or maybe it's difficult to get a foot show. Not that simple. Boy, it's a lot of not that simple. Echnam, you could do a machine. Two people love that position. Right? But you have to know, until you get a second person, every second over the over this one. It's a muksa machlus kufa, it's a rock. It's not klisha machlus, it's mamash rock. It's mamash, it's muksa over here. And the pots are bottled to the case of the food. It's a whole shamash for the food. So come on, Khan, as you said, the mice you have to remove it. A numus form, with oilum or Shabbos, others bring down, for skachuvas, all want to go, but it's like the chasm. The chiv is. Al Chemi Chati, you have to remove it, even though it's mukhsa. They do take it a step further now. Let's say a person does have to remove it. But by the time we realize it, now it's very commitful by the side. Now, are you over Korega Varega on the Ist of Shia? Because what's a Michael Ben Asari? Well, Sabbath Chananya, there's no dinner garfa kotem, and you're allowed to leave it over there. So maybe in this case, I can't leave it. Maisa, don't move it. Maisa case in Muxa. Shalat I saw this. But no, say once you even isif shio, till it gets fully cooked, you eat it every single second. Korega verega. Zikr or Shabbos back and forth. Maisa of Gelbin Shir, he's Makel. At the also of his oil said the Maisa wants to come back from the side, meaning don't move it anymore. Now you're not even korega verega. Once the Maisa again, we have a yisoid over here. What is the isif shio? Is it laniach or to have it there? And nafkamina, whether are you goy monkey put it there, and nafkamina about lechura to remove it when the iser is ready there happening on Shabbos. Now, negate the shia that we're saying, we have this iser. First, we learn Rashi, the sugya says, the locha is, it's also because the sugya of Moisif Hevel. The way that we shouldn't explain why the Rashi says the sugya of Moisif Hevel, the sugya of Tumano, says Iran because the end of the second parak, end of the sugya of Tumano, the next parak, that claim is the sugya of Tumano. If you want to say Rashi learns this is a sugya of Mamash of Atmano, Moisif Hevel. So come on, we've shown him in the is, numerous caches upon Rashi. And there is even a question how far to understand Rashi. Is Rashi Mamash a case of Atmano? That means look at the written of the stands Mamash Atmano, and therefore point to Khanani, you ever had to Michael Manasai by the case of Atmano. Mamash of Atmano, you ever had to Michael Manasai. You want to take more to Rashi here? Michael Damban and the Rashi want to have a different Shan Rashi. But next year, the Michael Kamal will show them that numerous caches, there's three caches on the page. They want to be with Rashi. There are two separate sugars over here. We have a sugar at Tmono, which has Isser Shemi Chato, which Bez Hashem will lead to after Shavuos, so we get the sugar at Tmono. Right now, we'll stick in the sugar of Shemi Chato in and of itself, instead of the sugar of Shio. That means again, we have two in Yon Momir. Big, the Shem of Pashim Go, that we're discussing only Shemi Chato, not negate the sugar of Tmono. Then, once we have the Isser of Shehio, a person cannot leave food on the open flame, Isser Abonon. When we go through the sugya clearly, we see there are the Pura 7 times that the Paiskim was trying to say the Pura that we mentioned to do the din of Shiyo. So, first, to speak out the 7 times and what they are. The first case is the Mishnah Shlatzor. By the case of Kiro, you have a heter Kashuk Vava. The first case is the case of Suro, there's no Issa of Shiyo. The Mishnah goes on further. You have a case of Gorf and Kotum, this is also a heter of Shiyo. Now this head of Garf and Kotum case of Shia is either according to the Rabbanon or a case according to Chananya. Chananya has a head of after Michael ben Nisai. Before Michael ben Nisai, maybe he also has a head of Garf and Kotum. So the second head of Garf and Kotum, a third header, Kamlum the Gemara discussed, Michael is Chananya and the Rabbanon by Michael ben Nisai. The Gemara has three boys, three Toshimaz, three boys to the Ipshita. Or do we have a head of Michael ben Nisai? Do we have no Isser Shia? A heter that's no Isser Shia after Michael ben Nisai. Kol Chanani Yekon Amon No. That's the third heter in the sugya. Heter is no Isser Shia. She is also. It's more to Mekash Gvava. It's more to Gorf Kotum. It's more to Kol Chanani after Michael ben Nisai. That's the third heter. A fourth heter in this case. The Gemara says further that Lavan Dain. Mal Lismachbo. What about when it's Samach? The Gemara also has three Toshimas. The Gemara Maisa is Poshit Lekulo. Samach is Mutter by the case of Shia. A fifth sugya to discuss, a heter, the Gemara Daflam and Zaino Bey discusses, which is Mitzdamut B'yofaloi, or maybe Dapkut Mitzdamut B'raloi, whose Machlikes Amaroim also have a heter, according to Rabbi Shmuel, one say Dapkut Mitzdamut B'raloi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ukva, one say also have a heter Mitzdamut B'yofaloi. Those are 5 determined our sugya, when the even though Shia is also, these cases might be motor with this parameter, they call it. Void, we have 2 determined, Dapkut Chesman Bey's. The most case of Kidr Chaisa, you have a pot full of raw meat, or even one piece of raw meat. The second case over there of Tof Petit, Shorik, when you have the door of the oven cemented off, also they won't have any Issa of Shia. So that since we have a Issa Shia with 7 times the Mice is Mutter, we're going to have to explain all 7 Heterim. Number 1 by Kira. Once you know Kira, you have to know the Klum Negate of Tanner. Afterwards, you have to know the Klum Negate of Kupach. And afterwards, you have to know the Klum Negate of Chazara. It's very simple, we have the 7 Heterim, you have to apply to these 4 cases, and everything's very simple. Fine. With these, come, start with the first case over here. We first have a case, we first have to go to the order of the sugya. We have a heter of Kashuk Gvava. Kashuk Gvava is a case of Struah, different places of the Struah over here. The Mishnah is saying very simple, the things that are Kashuk Gvava, we do not need Garf or Kotum, there's a heter of Shehiyah. Masha Enkein with Eitzim and Gefer, Eitzim is wood. Gephas, according to Rashi, the Mishnah is the of sumsumim of sesame seeds. or the way the Rambam says results of zaysim, of aloes, which they say in English is peat, which I don't know what that is, but whatever, peat. We have this case of peat or wood. The mice should be the case of Gerofa Kotum. We have a head of Kashuk Vavol. Why is Kashuk Vavol Maisa Mutter? She hears Osir, Shemi Chatur. Why is Tula Maisa Mutter for? So it says Iran, Kolboy, Ushem, say very simple. No Kshash, Shemi Chatur. Because when they burn out the embers of the straw, there's nothing to stoke. There's no coals inside, no kakalases. Once the flame goes out, there's nothing to stoke. There's nothing to stoke. What? Shemi Chatur, what? You stoke what? There's nothing there at all. But Poyal, there's no Indian to answer in this situation. He's no chash Hashem yichato. Then you do have to ask. If so, we'll get to Sugya of Tano, find Ovid, Maiso Si, then Lubis Pais will be Paskin. And there is an Isser Kash Vavol for the case of Tano. I why? Hashem yichato is not Shaykh. There's nothing there to stoke. So you can either have to answer, we'll see among the Rishonim, and the Pais can bring it down. The Tano is different, either that there are still embers inside that are Shaykh to stoke, that's not Shaykh for the case of Akiro. Or the way how it is, it looks like that it's not Gerofa Kotum, because so much heaven inside, you not see what's going on inside. So much heaven inside, it looks like a situation of a case that is not that there are shaykh to stoke, and if you might lead to other cases that you'll have serum that you are going to stoke, mashayk and kiro. Does not look that way. But actually, in the we have a heter of kash glava that we see a study. We see a study. We look at the fuel source that something is not shaykh to stoke. There's no isha shiur. For example, says the Rashi, the sugya brought down by the Paiskim, Kireg, the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say a case of Toldos Chama. You allowed to cook an egg in Toldos Chama. No problem, you have a frying pan in the sun, you want to cook something, mice is mutter. You need a case of Shia, do you have the Klum of Gerofa Kotum? Well, you can't exactly have your frying pan in the sun, you can stoke your frying pan. So mice, you have no Klum of Shia, you don't need a case of Gerofa Kotum, it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kireg, you my case of Toldos are. Same idea. It's not shy to stoke. It should be mutter. Once we have this idea that we look at this fuel source of shy to stoke or not, let's be a little practical about it. What about our platters, our hot plates? Now there are two platters in the market. This is the standard one, and this is another type. The standard one, the mice in the case, that only has one setting. It's either off or on. One setting. That means it cannot make it higher or lower. If so, do your platter negate the sugya of shiya? Not chazor, negate the shiur, but the iser shiur is dafu shem yichato. By chazor, the sugya might be nefti gvavash, a whole different sugya. But negate the shiur, is it shaykh to stoke your one setting off and on, change it back and forth? There's no higher level to it. They will come to the paikim, be ikh, the one time, there's no iser, it's like kashik vavo. Right, she has a shiur about, the Moshe says, what's the iser over here? Shlomo Zalman says, mamish kashik vavo, why is not shaykh to stoke over here? Dan Fisher, Benjamin Mazilbert, Sliezer, Erlitzian, Ervosner, Shmir Shabbos, Ervstromach, and all this come along the Taino. We see from the Sugya, it's not a light flow. We see, we look at the fuel source, and it's not Shach, Shem, and Yichato, the mice are smoter. They were on your hot plate. You want to leave food over. And even if it's not cooked, what's the law for? You do not have any Issim, it's not the Sugya of Shia.
Is it a Shem, for the man you're coming back by the sun?
How are you going to stoke? What are you stoking? I don't see any answer.
No?
And most from the mice want time off. The mice want to say, come on, it doesn't make a difference. We don't have any Isser Shio. I don't care. There's no Isser Shio over here. I don't care who. I don't care what she does. I don't care what she is. Kashi Global. Again, that's in the cash flow of two places over in the oven, that's not stoking, it's not Shem Yichata, not Shem Yichata. Now there are those that bring down, the Shtremach says, they bring down from Chaznish, that he says, we have a Sugya V'loi Plug, and Rabbi Yashiv also wants to say, in Shkos Yitzchak, we have a Sugya V'loi Plug, and they ask V'loi Plug, we see it's not true, it's not V'loi Plug. We have between the case of cash and Gvava versus cases that are Gevus Eitzim. So the way the Shkos Yitzchak wants to answer, of Darius, he wants to know, that there's a difference, that we look at the flame. The flame by Kashuk Vava, it has no keem to it, goes out right away. It still burns very quickly. That's what the Chazal will not glaze it. But otherwise, all flames like cloak. Shlomo Chamaisa, he says, Chamaisa, read this again. Be'ikr, come on, this from go. That be'ikr, negate the sugar of Shia on the hot plate, there should be no Indian when there's one setting, they should need a case of Gerofa Kotum. Now, let's negate the hot plate that has one setting. They tell me on the market there's a hot plate that has different settings. I've never seen one, but people tell me the hot plate that has different settings. which really leads to the next question, that all half-plates have two settings. You can make it low and higher. Your crack pot can make it low or higher, or your oven can make it low and higher, or your stove top can make it low and higher. What has been burnt? What's the fuel source? It's electricity or gas, one or the other. Now, the question really is, what's electricity, what's gas? Is it cash? No. Is it Gvova? No. Is it Atim? No. Is it Gephas? No. So what is it? What is all our cooking things, utensils that we use, are either gas or electricity? That's, is it cash Gvova and water, or is it Gephas Atim? It's the part of the CS-wise, what is that exactly? What are those things? So a couple of the most acquainted and I want to point out three reasons why maybe all our cooking utensils have no issue at all of Shia. One is they're coming from the Marshag, the Shuv and the Chalak Bay, the Simanun. You want to tie up the Zman Chazal, they do not have these electric things or these cases of gas, or they're calling it neft as gas. They're saying since they never had it, the Chazal will never raise upon it. And they did not say Eloi Plov Varayo, they Matu Kashu Kvavo. They have a coming Marshag, you want to tie up. Who says the Zman is there? We have any Issur Shia at all? He does point out who is coming to argue upon the Meiris, doesn't want to, of course, we make upon it. And then he doesn't want to be sent to Lahakal, but there is one Torah first. Why in the world be Machman all? Chazal never had it, and we seem to have a cloud, Chazal never had it, and there is no Lahakal. Maybe we should not be glazed at all, and all our cooking utensils that either is gas or electric should not be any Issur. It's one Torah. A second Torah they discussed to be Michael. This is the Gdula Yerushalayim, what the Echad Gdula Yerushalayim, most of the Masha'a Klein, the Shuvah about the thing, the Sword, the Chalik Zayin. He wants to tie off, the idea is Dafya in the flames that flicker, go higher, go lower. In those ovens, what happened? You have the coals, and they will change temperatures, higher and lower. Ours, whatever setting you put on, it stays that way. 250 stays, the gas stays, everything stays, nothing's going to change. The only reason is things that change, you have a Bayar Shemi Yechato. For example, he says, again, the sugya of Shemi Yato by Neris. The Mishnah says, the person cannot read by a safe by Ner. If it flickers, you come to fix it. Kamal Mishmuan says, Bizman Azer, read by electricity or even candles in those days should not be a problem. You know why? Because it stays well and never flickers, never changes the flame. So, Dafk in those days, when the flame and the heat changes, you have Bayar Shemi Yechato. Ours stays a status quo, nothing changes over here. Shemichato, what's the idea of Mechato? To change it. And it goes higher and lower. Ours always stays the same. Unless you change it. It always is. It stays that way. It's like a candle. The Ikebish will say, by candle, we buy candle, bye bye.
It sounds like you're going
to
change it.
But why? It only changes things. Because it itself, now that you change it, it's aiming to go low and higher. It's made to change. Built in, so you're going to put it back to a better stage. This always stays that way. The second Torah. Our third Torah, Kamal Moshe Meshuvo, Rechaim Kelik Alas, Mitzad Gimel. Let's analyze it. By Kashi Gvovo, the Meister again is smutter. Why? Because there's no Shemi Chato. Why do we worry they come and take Struah from outside factory and put it back inside the oven? Even by Kashi Gvovo, by Struah, that's also after, because you might come to be moist fuel. You come in moist Struah. Since the Moshe, we see a sign. The issue is only to stoke the flame, not to add the fuel to the fuel source. So in essence, he said, when you change the settings, what are you doing? You're adding fuel. You're adding more gas. You're putting in more electricity. You're not stoking, dealing with what's there. You're changing with what's there. You're adding what's there. Now we see Chazal, the Kashbo, we're not worried about that. So the Gavu Kashbo is right next to it. Who cared? We're not worried about the idea of adding. We're only worried about dealing with what's in front of you. And one time, maybe the Svar Shubha is that the whole idea of Shem Yichat and Stokit, you know, by barbecue, what do? You just blow on it. It's a very easy thing to go do. So we're dealing with a thing that's there in and of itself. Go blow it. It's very easy. Chazal will go there. But to add, Chazal, we're not worrying about adding. If so, neged again to our utensils, should not be any problem. So if these Svaras, what? It might be easy, but Chazal did not answer. He's saying why Chazal in those days did it that way. Chazal only answered playing with the coals and not adding. If so, we have three swords, why maybe Ari Khanza, those who give Shia, and it's very simple to so. Again, one swore either they not have a Bizmana Chazal, different Akhazal, or things stay at status quo of the flames, or because the whole is only to play with it, not to moist the fuel. Maister is one safer, or Yitzchok and Chilk Al Khalifa, Maister says, yeah, no Shia. don't leave left, nothing, anything is mutter. Says a makul of iraya, a poshut, the vato, no problem. Kidu, that's not the mini klaisel. Everyone worries about this mitzvah, the sugi of shio. And even the storm will bring you down, but it can only come to the sarkat, the different kulas. Vikul will machmer. The swarti machmer, either the way how Rav Darshi thought Tov is in this question from the Zaman of the Yashim, the one taino that the swarti wants to say is it's an outside factor, bring in more fuel source, that might be not we're going to matter. So that's only when it's an outside factor. This is the machine itself, we just turn the knob. That is the thing itself. That's the Guva Dover. That is Shemi Echato. That's in the thing. It's not an outside factor. That's the Guva Dover. That's Nichol Gzeres Chazal of Shemi Echato. Okeinze and the Chodshani or Binyam Zover, they also had a similar question and they want Taino. Since this is how you go do it, this is the wrong way of doing the Shemi Echato. This is the Pula how you go do it. This is Nichol Chazal of Shemi Echato. So we have a Mabucho. It should have a Nichol Echato Kash and Vavo not. Kidu of the Minixi Machmer, Hagam, the Kamalong, numerous times to Mitzarf, to Mimakel. One example they discussed, let's say a person did do Shia on their Shabbos, does not cook Michael Ben Nasoi, they come on Shabbos, you want to eat the food, it's be a Knas. We also, whether it's Mazen or Shagig. So the question is, if you say Machalis, Swaz, Lakula, Lakula, Fakas, Vidyavis. Because one of the Kalam is, in Simon Shin Yachet, the Kohen Beis by the Mishnah Berurah, if things are maybe Mutal Hatil by certain places, and we're not passing that way, maybe it can be Semich upon Lahokal. So Rabbi, when he brings it down, he says, I didn't hear anybody start with the maker of the Evet. But my son, Orlitzian, Chacham Amitzian Shol says, my son, yeah. It's a good spar, we don't hold like this. But the Evet, Ulai. Asad Shayna isn't time to ask, he says, no, my son, be Machmer. But Berkut says, my son, be Machmer. So one shall is, to be stemming upon it, but my son, it's a good spar, my son, truly is one saying who went that way, but my son is not called that way. And only when and the Chor the Klal of Mishmur is only when a Rishonim say that way. He don't have any Rishonim. We have a Shailal Alocho. And when they do bring down other cases, at least in the Tzarek, the Moshe discusses they get to you have to cover the knobs. One thing knobs is the source of the where Shemichat should be. Maybe you have to cover the knobs. So come along and says that there's a source in Michael and not cover it. Come and you should cover it. Why? It's not this. Maybe there's no Moshe at all. So my Moshe is the Tzarek the Sorrow. Why the people do not cover the knobs? Or a second time the Mitzvah of the Svara is who says a Pach Matechas, who says a Blech works at all? Kidu, there's a Chamish, we'll get to, that says a Blech does not work. Kamal Arutin and Ravozim, Nasher Klein says, Chamish a big Kamal. Yeah, no, right, they can, they want to argue with him. Fine, who says any issue at all? They kind of. Maybe it's not there, a whole Matisse is different. Some electricity or gas, maybe there's no issue. So the Mitzvah of the Svara say, why? Chai Sol Semich upon a Blech. Or third time they bring it down.
I don't know.
Or another time they bring it down, the gate having one thing in a hot plate. Again, we mentioned before, maybe it's not a sugi of life plug. Someone says, again, maybe there's no issue of fault. So they do bring down the Sora, again, we're not stumbling upon it, but the Mitzarfit negate the knobs. You get a hot plate, you get one thing on a hot plate. Might not to worry about this Indian that much, or Mitzar for the coolers. There is a swear out there that maybe the whole sugar is not polite. Fine, so that's the first side of the Kashik Volvo. Might be coming out that we might have a swear if you make up his manas there on our utensils. Might be the mix you mach was only the Chatzilo. We'll get to we're getting why the Mitzvah is far. We have to get to the side of the knobs. Next thing is now, that's Kash Bavon. Next thing is now Gor Fakotum. That means now once we know it does apply today, we have to get to the next thing as far as. No. I said, no. Plots, as I said, in one setting, no. Two settings, yeah. Fine, so that's Kash Bavon. Now once we're saying that today, we're Machmer with a Klal Negev Shiva Shia. The Isser, the get a Gorfa Kotum, we have to get the valve. Next term. Next set is the case of Gorfa Kotum. Now we have two separate terms. Gorf means to take it out, take the coals out. And Kotum means, Rashi says, ashes, meaning putting ashes on top of your coals. Two separate things. Now to separate each one as two separate terms, first, the get the case of Gorf. What is the definition of Gorf? If you read the Balam over here, the Ran over here, the Shainim, they discuss that there is a Yishalmi we have that says, what a Gorif is, you go cold sarkoi. You have to remove everything, cold sarkoi. What does that mean, called Tzarfai? So they're coming the Ran and the Balmor, they want Taina. What does it mean? It means not that you take it fully out. It means you put it to the side of your kier, still inside, you're putting it to the side. But take it out of Adnath away, not being a raya. Because by the case of a tanner, taking it out, the mice does not work. Goroth does not work. Why does it work? There's nothing to stoke anymore. So it must be, does not mean it's taking them, means it's putting it to the side. That's the Ram Shito. He says, however, let's say you take it out, even my tanner will be mutter. Mice are showing not go this way. The Rambam and Rambam, the Rashi will say no. Goroth means to take out fully. That's how Bikkur gonna pass him, that the Goroth means to take out fully, Makab and Mishmur, they mean take out fully. If so, negate the Tana Hagna answer it. So again, coming the Rishonim, they want to answer. Either Rambam the Rashi says that since there's so much hevel inside, you do not see that this case is Goroth. People are not nifty, there's no heck going on over here. And if you go over to another Tana, you come to stoke it, or here come to stoke it. Or the way the Rambam seems to say that the EF should by Tana not leave behind some of the places, can clean out that well. Right, let's say a matzov, and maybe those get very close to the flames very hard. So much heat over there. And therefore, you can always leave behind the places. Echad, they come go stoker. Therefore, by Tana is different. But the definition of garf means what? To fully take it out and not to put it to the side. Can we read Rashi the Mishnah? Rashi sounds like that he understands the idea of garf needs to put it to the side. Can't be a shutkhlis. Rashi says, by the case of a tafshul, wise of Osir, he says, even though the Mishnah case is after Goroth, that means he learned the Mishnah in the case of Shia, not Chazor, Gamma, Tafshul, Sukkot, Chazor. He learned the Mishnah of Parshat Shia. He says, what's the story that Isra according to Beis Shammai? He says, why? Because Shem Yichati, might come to the Stoket. Now, there's a case of Goroth, what's Shem Yichati? So it sounds like, as in the standards, the coals are still inside. Well, so we have one Makhlik, Rishayim. What the case of Garf means, it means taking it out and putting it to the side. Be'ikav, Masila, Lof, Lamaisik, and Paschim means to fully take it out. Now, taking out, what is the lumpness of the head to wash your butter taking it out? So, you read the Rishonim slowly, they seem to say three different ideas over here. Ramam understands, you take it out, you see Ektas. You see Ektas over here. Where the Balamot says over, you Megala Das, that you do not want to go cook it fully. Where the Ramak says over, it's a hecker not to go cook more. Either Mitzvah Taskilah, Mitzvah Taskilah, Daisa, or Mitzvah Hecker. Now you could say there are three different ideas over here in Machlokes. Looking at the Mishnah, you understand the Machlokes. The Achronim will explain what they said in the Machlokes is. Or you could say, the Kutshani and others one time, it's not a Machlokes, it's discussing different aspects. The pula that you're doing over here is a pula of Mitzvah Tas, and it has to stay around inside the Sukkot Hecker. You're doing a pula of Mitzvah Tas, I'll check you, discussing different aspects over here. That's the Lumdus over here. That's inside the Sukkot Hecker. Now, practically, Goroth, you don't really seem to have today. The second sugya of Kotum. Now, in Kotum, it's either the case of taking ashes and throwing it top of the coal, or the Gemara has another case of Bicholim Shimimimot. Basically, you have these coals over here that stop giving off the reddish heat, that the coals are darkening. I mean, everyone knows the coals give off red heat. When it starts to be darkened, it cools down away the coals. The word of the Paiskim is Kotum has a get of Kotum called Kotum Koldu. There's a Kotum Ligami, think ashes on top. Or when the coals are cooling down, it's called a Kotum Koldu. Now, in the figure of Kotum over here, again, the Akronim again really comes from the Shain. What he said in the Hetim, either because the Hetim is Siektas, because the Sigur Gilei Dait, like Rashi says, or the Rat says, because the Sigur Vakero. Again, the argument is it three different things? Are they arguing or saying the same words over here? Now, what is Kotum? Rashi says two things in the Mishnah. Rashi says Kotum, the case of the Chasaisam, the Kovizit, and number two, the Tananam, to cool it down. Kovizit and cool it down. So just explain each one. When it says to cover it, how much has to be covered? Do you have to take the thing and cover every single area and every single place over here? Or enough, a little bit, sprinkle here and there. What's the get of Kotum? So it says the Ran, Luna, Bami, Foyin, that does not mean the loch is, you have to make sure the Aish is not nicker. A body can see the edge. This means you have to cover the whole entire area. I mean, it can be nicked, you can't see it. You just have to cover the area, that you see the whole place covered with ashes. Now, what it meant to cover, the person pointed out, the Ran says very clearly, does not mean cover a little bit here, a little bit there. It means the whole area has to be covered. The way the Chum explained is that a body, when you go over the whole entire area, you can see flames, but the whole area, you can see ashes over it. So number one has to be over the whole entire area, but number two is that Ish can't go through. Let's be practical what that means to us. Let's be practical what that means to us. Come on, my friend, and say that number one has to, the get the kotman has to cover the whole entire eating element. For example, let's say you have your hot plate you want to cover, or your crack pot you want to cover. How much has to cover? You have to cover the whole entire healing element. Why the whole entire area? That means you put silver in one area, not the other area. That doesn't work. Why it has to be covering the whole entire healing element? But again, about we get the sugar of an oven. Does it help even covering the bottom? Because maybe the healing element's on top or on the sides. You have to cover the whole entire healing element. But number two, they say, but let's say you cover the silver bowl, but it cracked in the silver bowl. It got ripped a little bit. Then my sense, that's not a problem, the person would say. Because that's the case where the ish is coming through. That means you have silver covering your blocks, but it's cracked. Why? You kept from which week left to get to see that simple, you're allowed to do that or not. But let's say you leave your silver on script here and there in the other place. It's covered the whole area, but that's my sense, that's the sugar of cotton. But the fact that it's cracked, meaning the ish is nick is also beside her. So again, we have two things to get to kotum. Number one, the whole area has to cover, the whole eating element, not part of it. You can't cover one area, that's not enough. Are you coming to hacker? No. The heating element, the whole area has to be covered. Even though the whole area is covered, but you have cracks, there's no problem. The ish comes through, no problem. Oh, that's the first thing. Okay, the second thing. Now the second thing over here. Now what about in the case of cooling things down? What does it mean to the idea of to cool it down? Now Rashi's words are, again, the Tananoin, you could say Rashi l'shitosli after Moist of Hevel. Maisa the Torah brings down also this idea, to Maisa Choyim, Makab brings down to Maisa Choyim. The question is, the Maisa Choyim, is that the Steve Sahete and Neva Poyot from Maisa Choyim? Or no, that's just a way of making a Messiah Tas, making a hacker over here. You take the words literally, but no, it's just a way of making a hacker. So look in the pre-show, it's called Dalin, when he brings it down, he seems to understand the words Lamaita claim in the Torah are just a way of making a hacker. A way of making a hacker. He just says, look at the Ram. Ram says hacker. Ram says hacker. And the Ikki, if you look among the Paiskim, and there seems to be a Mavucha, if the idea of Lamaita claim is literally that you have to have a pile or not. The Chanish is discussing the gate of the Sugya of having a Pach Matecha, of having a blast. They're working on it. He says the Vaga Loch is a Pach Matecha, the Maisa is not in the Maisa Chayim. Or at least even, it's only a little bit, not a lot. How does it work? It works in the case of Maisa Chayim over here. Therefore, it's brought down the Mishlam Zalman. And others want tiny, you need Maisa Chayim to pile. As others says, you read the Rishayim, the Pasha is not the way. We only see that the Hector, the Sieh Das, Gila Das. Read the Gosh Mordechai, he says, we didn't see at all, need the idea to the Maisa Chayim at all. Who says we need this concept over here? So we have Mavucho, do we need the idea of a Maisa Choyim or not? So again, either we have the Chavnish, who says he has a Baya, he's had a Blech, again we have to get to why the Oilus we make him. There are two reasons why he makes against the Blech, either that, or we said a separate reason of Al-Gabo, we have to get to the Bialocho. And we have those one time, we said Maisa Choyim, there's no Sigi over here. What's in the Gair to us? The Gair, let's say you want to put on your hot plate, let's say it's two settings, you want to put on silver foil. Same piece of silver foil. Is that enough of a blech? Is that a blech? Is that a garfu cotton aspect? In Be'etim, we have a case over here. We have a case of a pach matekas. We have silver foil. That's what people use. That means, with mana chazal, that garfu cotton, either they took it out or they had ashes. Today, let's be practical again. We're not doing garfu, we're not doing cotton. What we're doing pach matekas and silver foil. Do those things work? So, first, the gate of pach matekas, we see maple. The Gabbi Mavuchal, whether we get back to the Gimel, what the Mavuch is, why the you go to Maybach, no one uses a black. A male sheet. On top, no one uses a Maybach, we do get stone. That then we'll get to exactly why the big steam wrinkles. The second you're going to get on the tan, you can't use a Pach Matech, you can use silver foil. There are numerous words why discussed again, silver foil to your Machmer, thin piece of silver foil. Come on first, one for the Patino of Yashua and Taino. That first of all, why do you put on your hot plate silver foil? Keep it clean. You go to the Gemach, you borrow a hot plate, it says, yeah, put silver foil on top of it. People do it all the time. Why? Because to keep it clean. So where's the hacker? Where's the hacker? That's number one. Number two, it says that between in his days, the silver foil burnt out. So it's put from the hovera that was aiming to be hovera. You're told that you can see it. Number three, the one time, the mice is not mice to find. Where's the mice to find over here? Where's the mice? The words are, Rashi says, again, the Torah means not mice to find. The one kind of a fourth reason is that the Yashua is a Chiddush over here. One kind of a thin piece of silver foil is Eimei Mamash, doesn't count as anything. What you have to learn on other sugyas to get it clean by Yisrael. That's why he says the same story. The thin piece does not count. And therefore, the new is farming down from a simple bottom and the new ones, the Oros or Shabbos. We want to tie up that the keder of Garf and Kavim has been Mayat Rechayim, says that thin piece of silver foil does not work. Either you have to have heavy duty silver foil or a couple of pieces to Mayat Rechayim. So again, there is a Shlomo Zalman, there is a Biyashiv that way, there is the Betina that way, the Shvir Shabbos, Urfa Shabbos, that kind of does not work. Berkowitz says the pasuk that way. Avtana Sheni, the Maestro, the Litzian says, and the Scheinberg, and the Vosner, and the Sikrel, come on that way. They write, Tainan in there, Kessel Maestro, and Mutter. They tie in a person who's not Nicker, Echlam Yasekia, a case of Nicker. That's true. You have to make sure it's Nicker, that's not Sidar Chavir. But it doesn't burn. Well, the idea not Maestro, who says the idea of Maestro is the Sibus Maestro? Maybe that's just a Geddah making a Keris. No, here you have a Keris. It is Nicker. It is Nicker. Now, people are asking me to get those who are being rocked in the silver fold. What does that mean, a thin piece versus a thick piece? I'm a little bit confused by that, because the difference from seem to be discussing different avenues. What's heavy-duty aluminum foil? Does it mean that when they sell on Pesach, they have that thick, thick aluminum foil that mamish is sturdy, that you put in your counters? If not, then I hear the difference. Otherwise, someone told me he took a thin piece of silver fold, heavy-duty, and he tested by thermometer, there's no difference on the mamish. So again, there is a tumult. Do we have a heter today to semich on the silver foil? We have no heter. We cannot be semich upon this in the mirror. Why? Because not when Ma'at Chayim, missing the second foil over here. Now in Kotum, we have the sugya of that has to be covered. Let's say it's Kotum of Hovra. It was covered in Hovra, and the flame came out again. Come on, Gemara says the Ma'at Smoter. Again, we mentioned before, and two pshat of the Tyson, was that so? Is it after Michael with the study, or even the case of Garf, or adapting what was called Tarkoi, Maisa will give me Michael? And the question is, what does that mean, practically, again, a Kutma of Hovera? Practically. Example, you have a black on, silver foil on, and the silver foil fell off. So fine, now you have a hot plate, put the food straight down on top of it. Because Kutma of Hovera. Come on, the motion says no. Hover of those, you know, came back to flame, but you saw the ashes still around, still the heck is still there. The heck is gone totally. If you remove the ashes, that doesn't work. You have to put the black back and the silver black on. Kutum Hover says the moisture is what? You see it's there, except the flame came back. But if it fell off, you have to put it back. You have to have the heck over there. There's no heck at all. That's Aleph. And the parsley slips off the mask. 100%, yes. That means you did it well, your crackpot. And then it comes out from a full slips here and there and other places slip around. And you have to cover the whole entire heating element. That's beside already.
And the size of a half of this sort of heating element? Like a
thick. As far as I know, they have a half they go all through the whole entire thing. They have a.
Like the thick part of the side.
Yeah.
If you carve that part also.
Sides? You don't put food on it. No. You don't put food on it.
It's still the heating element.
No. I know, but let's say. Let's say you want only one half to hot plate, the other half not. You'll have to put one half silver foil, but on top of it, other things called summer. That's not a problem.
And that's not.
Yeah. You have to call the summer, whatever the Gedomar. Now, that's in the case what happened by itself. The question is, what happened a Kutub of Hovra, but not by itself, you did it? Example, let's say on your stove top, you put a black on top of it, put down, and if you put on top, you know, if the flame is too high, you go underneath it and you change the knobs. Change your knobs. Well, very simple. You have your hot plate. Every week you leave the silver foil there. And you plug it in. And you're changing it. You're changing the settings over here in your hot plate. Or your crack pot. You have your silver foil inside and you have low and high. You change it. So what happened? You have the black inside. Well, overall, you made it from low to high or high to low. You're changing it. The whole idea of a kutma is what? To remind you, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. It's a hecker. Well, what do? You touched it. You did the chitoy. You did the act over here. So maybe in this case, now the black doesn't work anymore. This garf according to the heck is not working. Mariah, it didn't stop you. Come along, and they ask the question from Zalman, and in Shemir Shabbos, the halacha in Shemir Shabbos says, how does it work? It doesn't help. The whole idea is to remind you not to change it. You're doing an active feature over here. Then we say that Avadim Chathchili says that not nichol the heter of Kutub overall, because there it happened by itself. Here, you change it over here. Abiyashim says the same idea over here. And Nemetzal, and others come along and Taino. That for you to come along to change the settings afterwards, you have a problem with Katkilo. Where is your Garf for Kotum? Is that reminding you? So, the bottom of the new Sefer and the Oro, you want to tie the lock in the first section. What?
Change it
before Shabbos. If you put the black on and then changed it, before Shabbos. It's not a plep. Because the idea is, either I'm a tiktas, don't touch, I'm telling me don't do something. Obviously it's not doing anything. It's over here the case is, and therefore Yashu says, you leave yourself full from week to week. What is that?
It tells you not to.
Oh, so this is far over there. Come on, argue back. And the idea is, it's a heck to remind you, and during the week, it's reminding me not to touch Shabbos, but you may call it, not change it. My bayah over here. Most farmers say there's a problem. Hagam, when they asked the Shlomazam and why in the Shabbos and Malum, the only right for Lashon Efsher, he told me, because they told me, B'Shem Ramoshin, other than heal this mutter. They asked the question, can you ask you, he says, over here, the case over here, it's mutter. Your circle says, Meister, it's true, there is a hacker that's reminding you. Meister, most farm, look around most farm, they kind of, you cannot change the settings once the black is there. Not everyone goes there except from Chaim. Otherwise, everyone might seem to say it's a bayah. He too, with the many others, does not seem to be that way. People leave the cell phone from week to week to week. Before, what is the heter? You change the flames over here.
I mean, you could pass a move, put it back on. Every
yeah, you have to take, you can't leave it there. You have to take it off, put it back, take it off, put it back. Okay. People leave it in the hot place, leave it all day, all the time. Okay. So first of all, this chumrah they point out, this idea of the chumrah over here, the Sefer Aloch HaShleima, Yisra Felder, Maisim Nixi Mekel, they point out that we have always two sigils over here, and they get to the idea of Baruch HaKotam. One to Shia, one to Chazara. They get to Chazari one time there is no Isser. The idea of Chazari is the Ikmita Mepsik Mavashal. Has the heck is not Mepsik Mavashal. This whole tomb is only negated the Sigil of Shia. So most of our cases, number one, that we're discussing is negated the Sigil of Chazara practically. Our hot plate we're discussing Mitan Chazara. Why Mitan Shihia? You don't have a problem with hot plate, they're one setting anyway. So number one, he points out that the reason why Mikri make a crystal, it's not common to have a case of Shia. Number two is, we always have Shia that's usually Michael Ben Asai. I don't know anyone who usually has a case not Michael Ben Asai. So therefore, even though we're going to be common to be Machmel Chathchila maybe against Chananio, but the Machmel Chathchila and the Chalish, this also, that we love the after we should go to. Therefore, again, Alpistora, the numerous form of Kamum and Taina, a local Maisa to leave from week to week, and if you change it afterwards, there's no Tati Mekel Alpgar for Kotel. However, practically, again, Mitzad Sugi Chazara does work. Mitzad after Michael Menasoi, Chananya Yeshemi Lismach, could be that's why that Hogan did not to be Machmer, because this idea did not come up too much. Now, other cases in Gar for Kotum is they discuss what about if a person he puts the setting on the highest. He has, let's say, his crackpot high and low, puts on the high. So maybe also the heter of Kotum. Why? It's the whole idea is to tell me that I cannot make it higher. I can't do a case of Shem Yechato. Maybe they can get a Kashi Gvavo. Maybe there's no Isser in trying to put the highest standing. So this is the question to Moshe. Oh, come on, Moshe has two spars. Either number one, you're saying make it lower and higher. Push it. Or he says, this machine is Shaykh Shem Yechato. Just, you know, this machine is Shaykh. On this case, certainly we have a light plug. Two different spars. Either we have a light plug because it's Shaykh to this machine. Or it's an idea, it's Shem, make it lower and higher. Again, they do bring down the Arlet Sin, so not the way, come on, all the small girl like a Moshe Tshuva, but the Hittain and the Loch is that we do not have the Heter putting on the highest flame. Now, also in Garfa Kotum, they discuss, what about covering the knobs? Now, really, there are two different questions again about covering the knobs. Number one, if you cover the knobs, do you have to cover the heating element? Maybe that's not. Just cover the knobs. And number two is that with a person, when he covers the heating element, does he also have to cover the knobs? Two separate questions over here. So first, when you cover the knobs, you have to cover the heating elements. So bring down the name of the Chaznish, and the bring down for Baruch Kol, they tie in the ikkis to cover the knobs, that's it. Knob is the Mokum Shem Yichata. That's the place. You cover the knobs. You cover them the mice, that's enough. Al Tana Sheni, this is from Moshe. Moshe says, the mice, the Gemara says, cover the heating source. It doesn't say cover the ears, not the entrance, you're not to Shem Yichata. It says cover the heating source. Therefore, from the Zalman and others in Maisa locally is covering the heating source. Therefore, Sharmim, Yashiv, and Orotin, and most from Maisa go, the loch is that covering the knob is not enough. You have to cover the heating source. You have to. That's Aleph.
And
no, get to it again. One question is knob enough. That's the first question. The Ikkar punishment, you have to cover also the heating source. The Simcha Bam says, but everything that got you only do the knobs, but you haven't done the Baron Kohler. Kaznish, you should be listening. But I feel about you have to cover the heating source. That means any crackpot or your black or your hot plate, you have to cover the heating source.
What would the equivalent be of the knobs in the old
Right, they didn't have it, so it was very. But maybe that's the side over here. Now the question is the other way. We're going to cover the heating source. Do you have to also cover the knob? So first, in Yerushalayim, Shlomo Zalman says the Maisa. No, either Yitzchak or Moshe says we don't make our own gezeres over here. But Chazal say covering heating source. Chaim Fisher in the Yerushalayim, or Latin Yerushalayim, the Ashkenazim Yerushalayim, the Old Kimlum said there's no reason at all to cover your knob. I've said a sheni in Barapak, the Debatino, he says there's Dorish Rabbin, the Oilam makes a mistake, they do not cover the knobs. It's like covering only half of it, or three quarters of it, not the whole entire thing. We have to cover the whole heating element. Covering only the heating element without the knob is like covering only half the heating element. Maybe it's the body you have to cover it. This question to Ramosha, Ramosha says, like Hakili should, except he goes in the Svarah, who says our Kilim and all have a Bayah of Shem Yechatim. This is where the Mitzvah he says, in Limchois, Yishim and Lismach, a body of person should cover the knob, he should cover it. And if you look among the English Svarah, you look at Eider and of Ribiyat and of Simlabonu and of Rafal, all four of them, the all right is proper or preferable to cover the knobs. So we have two different hogas, those in Yishlaim say the Maisa, there's no in at all. And command all the English or the Americans from say the correct thing is to cover the knobs. Maisa, when they sell in the market on the black, it seems to me most places in Yishlaim they sell the black that's straight, that does not go over and cover the knobs. In America, they sell all black that go and cover the knobs. Why? I think that all the Shittos say in America, everyone holds you should, and it's very important too, or you have to, and therefore they have a black that goes and covers over. In this country, they sell mostly straight. The gap I see now also they have those that you have screws in, you can pick them off. And they're not that machbid about the idea of covering it, because one time there's no idea of covering the knobs. So again, we have a mavuko, a thousand in over here. As far as I know, most people over here told me they don't even have a black in the house. Anyway, it's not that practical over here.
No.
So the problem over here, where it does come up, is the guarantee of crack box. That people are discussing by the gate more to the knobs over there. You have two different settings. There, Maestro, why are you not covering your knobs? Maestro, of course you should. Maybe the reason why people are annoying to make on your crack box is we'll get the bialocha by Sif Allah to discuss that maybe something they leak the next day has no dinagar, does not have any dinagar for custom at all. Except the evidence we send upon it, send it to the Sugiyah Tzvano. So maybe since the crackpot they're not going to take that night, you take only to the next day, maybe we look ahead to in the Sugiyah of Shia. Maybe, Ulai. Maybe that's the Fatih Michael. What's far for it? The Svar is coming to that something that's made the next day, we don't shash him Yichato.
That's not
worse. No, Shia is him that Tzvano, says the Yalach. The Yalach speaks to that. They point out Chazal say what the heck is. We can't make put up a sign, a pet deck. You can't. We cover the heating element. It's different. It's not normal. You see, it's not normal. You don't put a black there. Right. That's where the subgimel is coming from. Where's the car using a we'll have to get to where that's coming from, where that header is. That's Sif Gimel Bet. No, that's not the heating element. Why do you have to cover the heating element? How that is the heating element, the Pachma Sefer's metal sheet, that will get Sif Gimel. But the knob is not the heating element. That's just what causes to change it. Now, the first thing I point out, let's say if it's Garf Kotim happened by itself, let's say Ashley fell upon it by itself, but that's not Garf Kotim, it has to be someone in the papayal to make the heck over here. They do point out to you, Sava, have to go do it, or can make a shliach. But they can send somebody else to go do it for you. There is a hecker built over here. This is Shaila, how in the world is my Garf Kotim help you as a hecker? Well, let's say somebody does Garf Kotim in my house. How does it work for my wife and the kids, for everybody? Where is the hecker that them at Sechdat? Where is the Gilei Daitoi? So Maestro, the Simus HaPlechim says the Maestro works. We don't see that everyone has to go do it. From a Zalman, it says, clear why that's so. But the core of the over here is, once you have the hecker that's done in this thing, that's enough for everybody over here. And they do point out that this halakha of putting down a metal sheet practically, I assume everyone here knows what a Pachma Tekas is. It's a metal sheet that you put on top of your oven top and your stove top. I granted this past Shabbos, I went around and asking Noshim, why exactly do we put on an oven sheet on top of a stove top? What's the reason for it? So the first one Isha told me, very simple. There are four flames over here on top of your stove top. You don't want to have all four going. It's very hard in the house. You only want one to go. And you want places to cook four different places. So you put the blech on top and spread out the heat. And now you have four places to cook with one plate. I asked the person, is there anything to do with Hilchos Shabbos? Like, no, it's more practical. I asked her, do you have your blech in your house? Like, no, I have a hot plate. But I know from my parents' house, that's somewhere they do it for. I asked her, do you ever use a blech? He says, yeah, I do on Shavuot. Because I want to have one flame. I want to have four places to cook. And that's what I do it for. Okay, I went over another Isha. I asked the same question. Why do you do it for? Same reason. I asked her, she has a blech in the house. Parents, what? I went over the years, I've asked different people, not just the Shabbos, why exactly I have a blech for it. It seems to me that today, unless you have a generator, no one uses a blech anymore. You have a generator, of course, money, your platinum, if you do have a blech. But it seems that the Kolopok's Americans are not that into having a generator, and therefore they have actually no idea of the concept of why the idea of having a blech. They know silver foil on top of a hot plate, even that I'm not sure they even understand the idea behind it. The question is, does the blech work today? Does this Isha let you do this for Shabbos for the work? There is a question to Rabbi Yashiv.
I mean, they didn't think they're allowed to put it straight on the fire?
No, they're not doing mitzvah shiur. They think it's just... No, again, the Sina Chatzkele won't do. They're doing mitzvah. It cooked, as you told me.
But
I do it, why?
You can't put it on the blech, on the stove.
Fine, there's no heck here to remind mitzvah so you're not changing the flame. That's not the reason why it's there. It's there, why? Because I need four places for one flame. That's what I need it for. Well, ask around, you see. So I grew up with a blech. That's about what we're going for every week. And plus, it covered the knobs. It couldn't even get there. The blech in this country doesn't cover the knobs. So, the next question will be asked. The asked to the person has no idea why they're doing it for. And they think it's not because it's easier to cook a blech. It's not a blech. It's not a hacker. The blech doesn't work. He says, but let's say she has no idea why it's there for, but it's Mitzvah Shabbos. Somehow, something there to remind Mitzvah the Sugya of Shabbos. A gam doesn't know all the lumens behind it. So, the asked then does work. She's misgavin. Why to match the idea of Shia? Let's know how it works. Something to know that you must see a Gili Daitri. She has to know, telling her, no, be very careful what you're doing over here, not to be even assume over here. But the Vada, if she has no idea what's going on over here, a Vada is not looking together of Gorf and Kosovo. A Vada is not a case of a hacker.
She has to know that this is Shia or does it sound Shabbat?
Yeah. I think more of it's out of Shia. You have to know Mitzad Shia. No, no, how it works Mitzad Shia. You have to know Mitzad Shia. That doesn't sound, yeah, have no Mitzad Shia. Now this is one more aspect of Gar Pekotim, and we mention it the next time, is that in the case of Gar Pekotim, again we're saying we have this heter, who do we have this heter in? That means according to Rabbanim, when something is mindful of Mitzad, you still need a case of Gar Pekotim, and the Vada helps. That's the mission over here. In Chananya, for the case of Shia, you do not need a case of Gar Pekotim. When's Michael Ben Desai? Let's say it's not Michael Ben Desai. Does that case of Gar Pekotim help? Even help at all? Does it help or not? The Zirash Vadaf Lamadayin goes back and forth about this question. Right, Mikhan Lakan. You want time at the end of the day, you want to say the Maisa Zadar. Could I point out, you be Toysin Daf Lamadayin Omad Aleph, discussing with the Gemara the question by some of what's the luck by the case of Samach? The shell is, what's the case of Samach going by? Said Taisvis, Avadu, not discussing case of Goroth. Not Goroth. Just according to the Mandiyam of Pishan, the Mishnah is Shihiyah. The question is Shaiba Shi and Shaiba Chazaro. According to the Mandiyam, the Mishnah, the case of Chazaro, we're either discussing a Shaila in Chazaro, or in the case of Shia that's not Michael Ben Desai. Point out that point. Then we see that Taisvis holds that his Goroth would work, even though Shia not Michael Ben Desai. And look at what Numa Shushayim, the Rift says it helps by every case. Numa Shushayim says the Maitre does help. I said Hashemi, I assume the Ilmu read the Rush over here. The Rush has a question on the Rift. The Rift passed him like the Rabbanon, that the case of after Michael Ben Desai does not help, you still need a case of Garif and Kotum. Yet, the Rift brings down the Halacha is that by the case of Daf Yutes from Nalt, the Sugyan Shabbos, Per Kama, brings down that Sli has a Sugyan Michael Ben Desai, by Beitzim, by Bosser, has a Sugyan Michael Ben Desai. In fact, the Balamor, the Ran, the Rosh, why in the world is the Rift bringing down the Sugya to Michael Ben Desai? Why is it bringing down for? What's the score for it? If you pass like the Abbanon, you need Garf and Kotim anyway. So why is it bringing down the Sugya Daf Yutes, which is Chananya, it says by the Sugya of Sli, it goes to the Kolam of Michael Ben Desai. So the Ran has this territory one time, that Sli is different than the case of Bishol. The Kamal, the Rosh, it brings down the Ben Yoyin, the territory. You know why? Because even according to the Abbanon, he needs Garf and Kotim, and only works after Michael Ben Desai. before Mechel ben Nesari, Garfu Kodim does not work. Says in Kivayger, and the Rosh doesn't argue at this point. Says the Rosh, Rosh answering Pshat in the Rif, the Ben Yon is saying, the loch is that Garfu Kodim only works after Mechel ben Nesari, not before it. A trouble. What's the swear for that? Why does it make any difference? So it's very simple. By the case of after Mechel ben Nesari, the Mechel is going to eat the Mishat Chat. You have a heck of a mind, you fine, you won't touch it. There's something that's before Mechel ben Nesari is not ready to be eaten b'shas adchak. So you have a reason to stoke it, because I want to eat it. Therefore, even in the case of Garva Kotum, maybe a heckin would not work in this case. Shalom Amdur Shainim. Hashem, next Chabur will settle for this question. How do we answer this? How do we Chabur the Mishu of Haskins? And we'll get on, we're going to involve the next couple of terim. Welcome.